Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump has shifted his campaign to the general election, which promises to be a brutal contest against Hillary Clinton. But Trump still has to stamp out any remaining Republican opposition to his candidacy heading into the Republican National Convention. And a young Republican in Maine is on the team to help him complete that mission. Steve Missler has our story.
Trump's ongoing battle with the Republicans who continue to oppose him did not come up during his rally in Bangor this week. Since assuming the mantle of presumptive Republican nominee, Trump has directed the majority of his bombast and taunts at Clinton. But Trump still has Republican enemies, and they're attempting to derail his nomination at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland later this month.
Iowa Republican State Committee man Steve Scheffler is trying to force Republican delegates to vote for Donald Trump and threatening those who find that vote to be morally offensive.
That's Steve Lonigan, who runs a political action committee called Courageous Conservatives, in an ad that's running in Iowa. Lonigan's PAC is among the Republican organizations who are continuing to fight Trump's coronation in Cleveland. Lonigan is also part of the self-described Free the Delegates movement, which is hoping to convince enough of the more than 1,200 delegates who are bound to vote for Trump to pick somebody else at the convention. The group claims to have converted hundreds of delegates. But Trump's campaign is working to counter the insurrection, and it's assembled a five-man team to ensure that there's no funny business, like changing the convention rules to alter primary or caucus contests in such a way that another candidate could free up delegates who are assigned to vote for Trump.
From our perspective and speaking with the campaign, it's all about, you know, just sticking with the rules that everyone agreed to at the beginning, sticking with those rules, because changing the rules after the game's done, I mean, there isn't a single caucus or primary left.
27-year-old Alex Ouellette is a former state legislator, an assistant district attorney in Sagadahoc County, and state committee man for the Maine Republican Party. He's also a member of the all-important Rules Committee for the National Republican Committee. And he is one of a five-member team of Trump supporters that includes campaign attorney William McKinley. That team is working to make sure that none of the proposed rule changes upend Trump's nomination. Ouellette says he's working with the Trump campaign to make sure the convention rules that were adopted 2 years ago remain in place. He says doing so wouldn't necessarily help Trump with Maine delegates. That's because Texas Senator Ted Cruz secured most of the state's delegates after winning the Republican caucuses here. But changes will be proposed in Cleveland, especially if the so-called Never Trump movement and the Free the Delegates group have their say. Ouellette says the party has its nominee, it's Trump, and that changing the rules now would do more harm than good.
All those folks, the millions of folks that turned out in record numbers to support Trump, if they had that taken away from them, I think it would really make it an uphill battle to win in November.
Party officials have downplayed the prospect of chaos at the convention, but predictions persist of a Donnybrook between pro-Trump forces and those who believe his nomination will deliver a devastating blow to the Republican Party. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.